All right, welcome back in, beautiful folks out there, as we continue to ride through. T-Mill's Best Bets coming up here in, at least before we get up out of here, about 20 minutes or so. Stay tuned with us for that. Let me ask you this. And both of you, you guys have obviously followed the Texans the entire time that they have been in existence. And tell me if you think this is a fair assessment, especially maybe not in the moment. Maybe you felt differently in the moment, because in the moment you get there and you really, as a fan, start to believe and you remember it differently, or you at least feel it differently. But over the years, obviously the Texans are still trying to get past that second round of the playoffs. I was on with my guy Carrington Harrison today on Mad Dog Radio on Sirius, and he hit me with that. So, the Texans are trying to get themselves out of that ESPN playoff game. They're trying to get past you know, winning the South and winning a playoff game and then losing to the teams that are better than them. And I'm like, yeah, they're trying to get to that space. They're trying to get past the point and get to at least an AFC championship game, which would be the first time in franchise history.
Yeah, they feel like playoff filler right now. Like they're in there just because somebody's got to be in the playoffs, but never like the team that you're really like watching for down the stretch.
Yeah, it seems like they're banging their head up against the ceiling. Like,
yes,
they've got a ceiling each time. But I think a big thing is, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, all these really good teams, from the teams with Arian Foster and Andre and Wade and those groups, to the teams with Deshaun and JJ and DeAndre Hopkins, to the most recent ones who have gone to the playoffs, from afar and now covering them, it has just felt to me, ultimately, they just haven't had the horses to face off against the teams that they've got to beat. And not just, it ain't just a team, but teams. They've had they have had horses, but not the amount of horses where you walk into it and you feel like, all right, man, this is an even fight. Like, this is a flat, even fight. I don't know. Maybe you all think I'm wrong. Maybe there's some years where you feel differently. But to me, that just, I know at least damn sure the 5 years I've been here and the 2 years they've been in the playoffs the last 2 years, the big thing that I've looked at is they just don't have all the horses yet.
Yeah.
Last year, actually, I thought they did. Last year, coming into the season, and then we saw their issues up front, and clearly they didn't have the horses there. But that just is, to me, where I have been with the Texans, and now it's the big question to me, ultimately, do they have enough talent? Do they have the horses to be able to beat these teams they got to beat?
They've either not had the horses, or even when they did have the horses, it was always like something missing, right? So like the earlier days when they had the horses, if we're talking like the 2011, 2012 era Texans, and I don't want to put all of this on Matt Schaub, but they had quite a bit of horses, but it was like, man, it feels like they are a tier quarterback away. Like the quarterback doesn't necessarily have to be Brady, or that era's Aaron Rodgers, or whatever it is. But
the last two quarterbacks, it's weird. You felt like
But then they had the quarterbacks, and it was like, well, you know what? They don't have, you know, a running back. They don't have anything. They don't have much outside of DeAndre Hopkins.
They don't have the defense.
Like,
much outside of JJ.
Or injured. Or the coaching. And these last few iterations of Texans that had the horses. Like, you could argue, and I did this earlier in the show, that last year's Texans, from a talent standpoint, could make the case
that it was the first time I thought they did.
It's probably one of their more talented rosters that they've ever assembled in franchise history. But where did they not have the horses? Offensive line, and where were they also lacking?
Which turned their quarterback differently.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like, even when they had the most talent that they've ever had, something was lacking. Something very key was missing. It kind of just speaks to how you need so much to work for you in football for everything to kind of go right. But yeah, no, they, even when they have the horses, it's like they got something missing. The question is, do they have it now?
Do you feel like they have it now? And the type of horses you need can sometimes change by what the competition is, right? But you know what it is. They are facing off where they have three, hell, four, you could argue, four, like, potential first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks in their prime,
yep,
in their conference. And they are also bringing good teams to the table for the most part. The Bengals, we'll see. But, I mean, he's still bringing Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Hendrickson potentially.
Gotta
respect it. Right. But clearly, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City not only have the quarterbacks, but they are also bringing other pieces and good teams to the party with them. And that is the question. Do they have the horses now to be able to get – because that's not – those teams are not slowing down and going away, to be honest with you. You're going to have the horses to jump them.
Yeah, and to me, like, you think about it, just look at the Texans. They've got either a Pro Bowl caliber or All-Pro caliber player at pretty much every level except the one that's been glaring that we've been focused on and keyed in on really for the entirety of last season and certainly the entirety of this offseason. They don't have that guy or seemingly the right collection or group of guys until further notice, until we see that on the offensive line. Like, you go from top to bottom. C.J. Stroud, stud. Nico Collins, all pro level type of player. I know he hasn't been all pro yet, but that type of player. Joe Mixon, been ranked as one of the top 10 running backs in all of football. So in theory, they've got the horses. Is it complete enough? Do they have enough around the horses is the question now. Like, do they have a good enough supporting cast, that being the offensive line, good enough supporting cast, that being the coaching staff, to utilize or to maximize, I should say, to maximize the horses that they got?
Let me ask both of you this. Tyler, you first. 2 years ago, when they entered the playoffs and they hosted the Browns, the Joe Flacco Browns that they ended up beating, yeah, the dog out of.
Mm-hmm.
And going into that game, how did you feel about the Texans in that game?
I felt good going into that game.
You felt good. Felt good going into that game?
I felt good based off of what they had done in the previous week, but at the same time, or, you know, just the fact that they were there, I would say I felt good about. But, I mean, they had lost to that team,
then, but
like
I'm just
2 weeks
about
before.
The matchup, you're feeling going into the game, you felt like,
yes,
this. What? How did you feel the next week when they went to Baltimore? Tyler, what was your feeling? They played the playoff game and they went back to...
I was scared.
Yeah, we had seen that week one. They were a much different team by the end of the season.
You felt differently about that team. Was it a similar feeling this year when the Chargers came in and then you had to go play Kansas City?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would say almost very similar feelings.
But
yes,
you know what I didn't feel like? I didn't feel like it wasn't because they didn't have the horse, or that it was because they didn't have the horses. You know, it was just we haven't gotten over that hump yet. What's it going to take? But, you know, I felt like they had the horses to get it done. There was just always something missing.
Yeah, I just say that and wonder, because I think those other four teams, the Bengals, the Ravens,
the Bills,
and the Bills and the Chiefs, I think even though the Chiefs have been the team that has really kind of dominated those matchups, I think all of the teams, though, when they play each other, believe, like, we're going to win.
Yeah.
And we can. I don't think they walk into the games, even with the Chiefs, I don't think they walk into the games thinking, boy, we need a lot to go right.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to need some help. We need a lot to go right. We need somebody to play outside of their minds a little bit. I think all those teams think, we can play with each other.
Yeah, and
I don't know that I've felt that way about the Texans in their history.
They are still on the outside looking in when it comes to that, feeling like anytime you step on the field that you are the favorite, even if you are not.
Yeah,
they don't have that.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue, T-Mill's best bets And how important is this one? We know this is going to be the final series before the All-Star break, and the Astros will get a little time off as they are 7.5 games up in the West against over the Mariners. They're playing the Rangers, who they are 9.5 up on. How important, though, is this series with Lance, Framber, Hunter Brown going in this series, coming off being swept by the Guardians at home? We'll discuss that coming up next.